Us that Medicaid would not be affected. That was a lie.
What do you mean that I'm not gonna get my f***ing SNAP benefits? What the f*** do you mean?
She's a regular customer, and that's how I know she voted for Trump.
Shout out to every mother with a sandbag for brains who voted for Donald Trump.
There's only uncertainty in this room amongst the media.
To correct any confusion that the media has purposely and somehow for whatever reason created.
I would ask, you know, any of the Democrats who are chuckling just now, do you think all that money has made Americans healthy?
It means no more funding for transgenderism and wokeness across our federal bureaucracy.
Breaking news, everybody. I know this is going to shock you. This is going to completely freak you out. But guess what? The Democrats have lied about Trump.
Yesterday is we all know he ordered a halt to Medicaid funds into state. Donald Trump takes away health care for nursing home residents by halting the payments to the nursing homes.
Just for the record, that was a Democrat senator today repeating the same lie, which was debunked yesterday.
Last night, President Trump plunged the country into chaos. Without a shred of warning, the Trump administration announced a halt to virtually all federal funds across the country. In an instant, Donald Trump has shut off billions, perhaps trillions of dollars that directly support states, cities, towns, schools, hospitals, small businesses, and most of all, American families. This is a dagger at the heart of the average American family. It is just outrageous.
Yes, that was another Democrat senator today repeating the same lie that was already debunked. They are really doubling down on their latest hoax.
They assured us that Medicaid would not be affected. That was a lie. Our state agencies were unable to access the Medicaid system until an hour ago, preventing payments for services.
As for the temporary stay issued by a federal judge, a hearing on the issue is set for Monday. The judge also noting that the rollout of President Trump's new policy has been chaotic.
So that was Illinois Governor J.B. Pritzker and potential presidential candidate for 2028. Look out, folks. Repeating the party's lie that Trump turned off Medicaid benefits, food SNAP benefits, and women and infant care WIC benefits. Here's the Democrats' official Twitter account getting community noted on X for lying. I'll explain this hoax in a second, and I'll show you Trump fact-checking these people live. But unfortunately, many people were tricked by the Democrats' lie, as usual. They don't care what damage it does to everyday people. They don't care what damage it does to people's mental health. People like this lady.
Somebody to fucking tell me they're lying. I need somebody to fucking tell me they're lying. I need somebody to fucking tell me they're lying right fucking now, because what the fuck do you mean that I'm not gonna get my fucking SNAP benefits? What the fuck do you mean? Because what the fuck is happening? Do you understand that there are people like me who cannot work? Do you understand there are people like me who have kids who cannot eat? Do you understand there are people like me who go hungry the last week of the month just so my kids can't eat because SNAP benefits is all we f***ing get? I need somebody to please, please f***ing tell me he's lying. I can't. What the f*** am I gonna do? Oh, fuck.
Okay, so it basically goes on from there. She has what appears to be a panic attack for the next, I don't know, 10 minutes or so, with the caption right there on her video, "Is this what you voted for?" Filming yourself while having a panic attack feels a little calculated, but I guess if you were relying on those benefits, you would feel panic. There were others out there who filmed themselves just talking crap on Trump supporters.
Shout out to every mother with a sandbag for brains who voted for Donald Trump to make your groceries cheaper. EBT as of today is frozen. Now you can't buy groceries at all, dumbass.
Aw, the party of love rather than the party of hate just repeats their party's hoaxes and lies while taking a crap on poor people. Nice. This lady talks crap on a regular customer who patronizes her establishment just because that customer voted for Trump.
So a Trump supporter just left out of here. She's a regular customer, and that's how I know she voted for Trump. But I said, "Hey, did you hear?" And she said, "What?" I said, "Do you get food stamps?" And she goes, "Yeah, I do." I said, "Not anymore." Go around and find out, bitch.
Very classy. Hopefully that customer sees this video and stops giving this demonic woman money. So this latest Democrat hoax has caused so much chaos, so much confusion, so much heartache and pain by a lot of confused folks out there. And by the way, the media has had the audacity to report it as though Trump caused the chaos. Is anyone else having flashbacks to his first term? This is their exact playbook. So here's Trump laying into the media and the Democrats today for pushing it and telling them what the freeze actually affected. You might be shocked at the truth.
And restating right now to correct any confusion that the media has purposely and somehow for whatever reason created, Social Security, Medicare, Medicaid have not been affected by any action we're taking in any way, shape, or form. We are merely looking at parts of the big bureaucracy where there has been tremendous waste and fraud and abuse. In that process, we identified and stopped $50 million being sent to Gaza to buy condoms for Hamas, $50 million. And you know what's happened to them? They've used them as a method of making bombs. How about that?
So in other words, what Trump repeated is that the federal freeze in spending did not affect any program that provided direct benefits to Americans, including SNAP benefits, Social Security, Medicare, Medicaid, etc. There was, however, a pause in federal funding for $50 million worth of condoms sent to Egypt and then Gaza, condoms which were apparently used to rig explosive devices. I gotta say, that's pretty clever and resourceful. And of course, there was a pause in DEI training contracts, specifically $181 million worth of them. As well as a pause in some funding to the World Health Organization, which helped to cover up the origins of COVID-19, which, by the way, the CIA under John Ratcliffe recently admitted likely came from a lab. Wow. Shocker. So the Trump administration tried to nip this hoax in the bud yesterday, but it has since grown like California wildfires because, well, they still control the media.
There's only uncertainty in this room amongst the media. There's no uncertainty in this building. So let me provide the certainty and the clarity that all of you need. This is not a blanket pause on federal assistance and grant programs from the Trump administration. Individual assistance, that includes, I'm not naming everything that's included, but just to give you a few examples, Social Security benefits, Medicare benefits, food stamps, welfare benefits, assistance that is going directly to individuals will not be impacted by this pause. And I want to make that very clear to any Americans who are watching at home who may be a little bit confused about some of the media reporting. This administration, if you are receiving individual assistance from the federal government, you will still continue to receive that. However,
okay, so before she continues talking about the memo sent to OMB and then rescinded, I'll get into that in a second. She said yesterday that none of these direct programs would be affected, but the media decided to report the exact opposite. Every single Democrat politician that was facing the media said the exact opposite, causing extreme chaos and causing even more mental distress among their voters than they already experience.
That is something that President Trump campaigned on. That's why he has launched DOGE, the Department of Government Efficiency, who is working alongside OMB. And that's why OMB sent out this memo last night, because the president signed an executive order directing OMB to do just this. And the reason for this is to ensure that every penny that is going out the door is not conflicting with the executive orders and actions that this president has taken. So what does this pause mean? It means no more funding for illegal DEI programs. It means no more funding for the Green New Scam that has cost American taxpayers tens of billions of dollars. It means no more funding for transgenderism and wokeness across our federal bureaucracy and agencies. No more funding for Green New Deal social engineering policies. Again, people who are receiving individual assistance, you will continue to receive that. And President Trump is looking out for you by issuing this pause because he is being good steward of your taxpayer dollars.
So to recap, Trump won the election for a number of reasons, one of which was cutting wasteful federal spending. The Office of Management and Budget, through which every federal budget emerges, at Trump's direction, sent out a memo freezing all federal spending in order to properly vet future spending commitments. This memo specifically protected every single direct assistance program. What's so sad about this whole thing is if Americans just directly listened to the Trump administration, to his spokespeople, there would be none of this chaos, none of this confusion. This is a hoax intentionally perpetrated by the media, by the Democrat-aligned media, which is 99% of it. Here's Caroline Levitt actually starting to lose her patience today.
That's why the Q&A was released, so that there is no confusion. There's no confusion within this building. I know there is, again, a lot amongst the media and those who I don't seem to just be able to read a memo and take it for what it is. It's very clear. This is a temporary pause on federal funding to ensure that tax dollars are not funding things that this president has signed out of law. So the Green New Deal, DEI, etc. As I said repeatedly yesterday, and I would like to double down on the fact that Social Security, Medicare, Medicaid, which I'd like to be clear on that today, welfare benefits, individual assistance, food stamps, etc., will not be impacted. So the American people should not be confused about this.
So it's the media that's confused. The American people should not be confused along with them. Of course, they're not confused. They're lying. Now, the J.B. Pritzker clip is interesting because Pritzker mentioned that the portal was down for Medicaid. An interesting rumor has circulated on X today that employees at the Medicaid and SNAP offices took down their websites in order to help coordinate this hoax. At RFK Jr. Senate confirmation hearing today, as Secretary of Health and Human Services, the issue of Medicaid came up once again.
We need to figure out ways to improve care, particularly for elderly, for veterans, for the poor in this country. And Medicaid, the current model, is not doing that. I would ask, you know, any of the Democrats who are chuckling just now.
So while RFK Jr. was talking about how Medicaid should be improved, Democrat senators were laughing. And so he directly calls them out for laughing.
Democrats who are chuckling just now, do you think all that money, the $900 billion that we're sending to Medicaid every year, has made Americans healthy? Do we think it's working for anybody? Are the premiums low enough?
We do need to move on.
Obviously, the answer is no. There are plenty of people who would love to have private insurance or some other form of insurance that actually provides for them. Medicaid being stretched thin by illegal immigration, ain't it? So a new Twitter account has been launched, Rapid Response 47. Kind of sounds like maybe a heartburn medication. 47, obviously, meaning it comes from the Trump team. They made a fire post today recounting all the latest hoaxes. They've had 9 days to come up with new hoaxes, and you won't believe how many they've come up with. The first one, obviously, is the one we covered in this video. Chris Murphy, Jasmine Crockett, of course, plenty of other people. Media outlets claim that Trump's directive to pause radical, wasteful government spending means an end to Medicaid, food assistance, et cetera, et cetera. Of course, no, it doesn't. Fact, Office of Management and Budget memo is right there. No, any program, blah, blah, blah. We showed you that earlier. It's obviously a hoax. Pritzker of Illinois, man, he's really trying to get into the news. I do think he's going to try and make a run for it in 2028, right? He claimed falsely that ICE agents had conducted an immigration raid at an elementary school. This prompted a bunch of TikTok meltdowns of little kids getting taken away by ICE. All of that's complete bullshit. It was actually Secret Service that was investigating a threat completely unrelated to immigration that needed access temporarily to that campus. Also, just in time for the RFK Jr. Senate confirmation hearing, there is a physicians advocacy group that was widely cited as opposing Trump's nomination of RFK. This advocacy group is really just an astroturf partisan organization funded by prominent left-wing donors. Looks like apparently Bill Gates is one of them. And again, that's in his first week and a half. So if you thought in Trump's second term that the Democrats were finally going to realize that the grift is over, stop lying, the people see through your bullshit, nope, it's just getting started again. Buckle up for more of this nonsense and hopefully 4 more years of it with President Vance.